This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Rolf of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Well, we're higher across the board this morning. It's nice to see leading into this holiday weekend. It does give me a little fear because we often see directional changes on these long weekends. But aside from that, it's a good look since we came off the reports on Tuesday and really seeing the follow through each day in the corn, soybeans, and even a little bit in the wheat here today is definitely encouraging. The wheat saw the big burst after the report numbers, and to get follow through after that, even posting double digit gains the next day in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat. This is a good sign, and I think at some point the funds have to realize that enough's enough, and they definitely liquidated some of the short position that they were holding this week. Of course, we won't get those numbers until next week, but eliminating a lot of those shorts and continuing to lengthen themselves in the soybeans has helped us out quite a bit. We're seeing the signs of that this morning. December corn coming out of the break this morning up 3 cents, 445. Looks like we're going to get a higher close, at least in old crop soybeans, maybe not new crop as they've still got a little ways to go. But higher close for the week in those markets would be a definite positive sign going into the holiday weekend. November soybeans finished last week at 1160. We're still about a nickel away from that and up 6.5 on the days.
That was Eric Rolf with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
When Tarspot showed up, Sky Scout was already on it. Before widespread reports, before it was making headlines, before many growers even knew it was there. That's what happens when your fields are being monitored throughout the season. Sky Scout from Landis Cooperative helps identify disease pressure, crop stress, and other yield-threatening issues early, giving you the information you need to make timely decisions. Because the earlier you know, the more options you have. Talk with your Landis representative or call 515-817-2100 to learn more about Sky Scout today.
July corn up 3 cents at 424. July soybeans up 9 1/4 at 1135.5. July soybean meal up $1.90 at 308.50. July soybean oil up 3 cents at 67.05. Chicago wheat up 0.75 cents at 592.75. Minneapolis wheat is up 14 cents at 590. Kansas City hard red wheat up 2 3/4 cents at 626. July oats up 7 1/4 at 271.5. On the Merck, August live cattle up 58 cents at 242.40. August feeder cattle down 3 cents at 364.13. July lean hogs down 5 cents at 93.30. July pork cutout unchanged at 115. Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 15.51. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.